Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
Why are you so happy?
It's a very special day.
What day is it?
It's National Best Friend Day.
So why are you happy?
You're my best friend, and I love you.
I barely know you.
I have coffee and pie for you.
And that's why you're my best friend.
So, happy National Best Friend Day.
It's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Good morning to you. I'm John. Over there is Jackson.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, producer Danny.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monroe.
Hi.
You won't believe this. I don't know what's going on.
You forgot that's the Price is Right.
No, my one bed.
The one bed's not
my
working.
My comfort blanket just keeps messing up on me, and I don't understand what's going on
with
it.
I'm just going to have to delete it and reinstall it. Get you a sucker.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Maybe it'll stop you from crying about wow. your boo-boo at the doctor.
On a Tuesday morning, this
on
is how
best we're... friends day.
On best friends day.
Yeah, you're gonna... wow.
Rough day, man. I'm sorry.
You're going to do me dirty like that?
Yeah, well, where's my bed?
I'm sorry. Oh, man. Did you guys have a power, or like power wheels growing up? Are you familiar
oh,
with power
yeah.
wheels?
Power wheels. Mm. Yeah, dude, man, my kid's got a power wheel.
Yeah, what kind was it?
It's a Jeep. I never had one as a kid.
Yeah.
I had rich friends that had them.
Mm-hmm. But your kids have like
oh,
a Jeep?
Oh, man.
Yeah, my kids have a Jeep. It's great.
Yeah.
It plays music.
I'll tell you, we didn't have a lot of money growing up, so we didn't usually get toys like this. But my dad had gotten a huge settlement from a car accident he was in. So this was a lit Christmas.
Oh, nice.
My sister got the Barbie Jeep.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I got that.
Yeah, of
oh,
course.
Oh, the Barbie Jeep, man.
We Everyone were, wanted
that
the Barbie Jeep.
That was a big Jeep. Deal. If you it didn't have the Barbie Jeep, man. Mm-mm,
and I had a monster truck, but mine eventually turned into a ladybug farm. It was less drivable and more filled
oh,
with bugs.
Ain't that the truth, man? It just sits in the corner of your yard somewhere.
All right, so if you don't know what power wheels are, I was like you, Monroe. I didn't have one growing up. I had the one. It was like Flintstones. I had to use my feet.
those, yeah. those are the
top
worst.
And the red yeah, yeah,
and you exactly. always ended up scraping your toes on the cement because you tried to get it to go.
The amount of times I stubbed my toe as a child.
Yep.
Is insane. But my kids had one growing up, and are, like everyone on the neighborhood block kind of has one, and they drive around like they're all part of some Power Wheels gang.
Really? There's a pack of children. Right. They're motorized, and they're on the hunt.
My neighbor, Justin, he souped up his son's. He put in a larger battery. This thing flies now. It seems.
Is that something you could just do? You could just put in a larger battery?
That's, yeah, I was with him. He did it.
Like a car battery?
Well, it's not that big. So you use like, I'm going to use volts and I don't need anyone correcting me here. But like,
yeah, it's not important.
They have a 6-volt in there and he put in a 9-volt. So it's just, it makes the little thing turn faster and it goes faster. Yeah. All right.
Bobby.
So we all understand what power wheels are. They're the cars that kids drive around that have a battery in it. Okay. Well, a mom in California posted a video on TikTok because a random woman scolded her for letting her kids drive around in Power Wheels at the park. I'll let you listen to the audio and see if you can figure out why she's upset.
Just let the little kids drive all over the place with it.
They're playing. That's what the park is for.
I never saw a car in here before.
It's a Power Wheel
car,
man.
What bothers me is you have a little kid in here that doesn't have a driver's license. He's just a little kid and you're not with him.
It's not a real car.
Did you hear that?
It's not a driver. She doesn't have a driver's license.
You don't have a driver's license.
You need to be in the car with him.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oldies.
Bless her heart.
That is crazy.
I know, right? All right, Monroe. Go ahead. Give us a pocket full of sunshine.
This was a crazy story. River Johnson of Vernon, British Columbia, Canada, was recently on a shopping trip in Walmart. When she got home and realized that she left an envelope full of cash at the Walmart somewhere. She didn't know where. Like, I don't know if she went to the bank and, you know, got the money or whatever, but
sure.
It was $7,000 cash.
That is a lot of cash.
Cash. Mm-hmm. She left it at Walmart. You leave something at Walmart, you assume it's gone.
Yeah,
right?
You write it off. You move on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's move on. Well, she immediately, when she realized, she called the Walmart, talked to an employee, and they indeed found her money, and the employee returned it to her. No questions asked. So it was pretty cool. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
Man, you know, you could get away with $7,000 pretty cheap, especially these days. But she did try to give the Good Samaritan a cash reward, but Walmart would not allow it.
Sure. Yeah, because the company itself.
Yeah, yeah, the company did the right thing. Tips. I hope the company rewarded the employee, though.
Probably not.
I know. Yeah, no. Probably not.
I got to tell you, we used to, when I worked at Disney, people would try to offer tips and you couldn't take it. They'd fire you if you took a tip. Mm. And like they'd be like, well, we'll write something in your, your book. Whatever that meant.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like,
well, Disney does keep very close records of all their employees.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, if anyone else is following SpaceX, you know, SpaceX is the private rocket that was launched off and is now with the International Space Station. It's done by Elon Musk's team and is teamed up with NASA. So I thought we'd play Fact or Fiction, NASA Edition.
Oh, I'm going to be terrible at this.
I don't think you will.
Okay.
I didn't pay attention in this class, in space class.
I have a list of conveniences that we use today.
Okay.
Some are from NASA, some are not. Okay. All you have to do is tell me whether or not the thing was or was not created through NASA.
Cool.
Okay. We've got Monroe. We've got producer Danny hanging out in studio. And we've got Jackson.
Hi.
Jackson, we'll start with you. Camera phones. Camera phones, were they created by NASA or not?
I feel like that would be a NASA invention, but it's almost too obvious.
Oh, yes. You got it wrong. No.
Nope. Fact.
No, you got it wrong. John!
I didn't confirm my answer one way or the other. So, yes, it's a NASA invention. Give me my point, please.
I was trigger happy. I was just kidding.
Put it down. Thank
you.
Well,
you better keep your hand on that trigger.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, in the 90s, were trying to get cameras small enough to fit on spacecraft, and that's how they created camera phones.
Oh, that's cool.
Monroe, over to you. Wireless headsets. Wireless headsets. Did NASA create that?
Oh, in those old movies, you always see the big NASA room, and everybody's got their little headsets on, and they're just like, oh, hey, okay, so they did invent the camera phone. What are my odds?
50-50, no matter what. Regardless of the camera phone.
I'm going to say they did.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer. Just give me the...
Yeah, that's true.
Good job.
They were designed to allow astronauts to work without floating wires. So when they were out there on their spacewalks. Yeah, all right, Monroe gets a point. Over to producer Danny.
Yes.
Teflon. Was Teflon created by NASA?
Yeah.
You say yeah.
Nonstick surfaces, bud.
That is not correct. No.
Oh.
Teflon, NASA used Velcro on its missions, but Teflon was invented by a Swiss engineer in the late 1940s. Oh, no, I'm sorry. NASA used Teflon in heat shields and spacesuits and even in cargo holds, but they didn't invent it. DuPont invented Teflon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was like a kitchen company.
Yeah. Jackson.
Yes.
Dust busters.
Definitely. Because the stuff would get everywhere, and you couldn't obviously have a whole vacuum in space, so they needed to chase it down.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how, if you drop something in space, that's how you have to get it.
I say yes, but it's also kind of a no. Here's what happened. NASA actually gave Black & Decker money to figure out how to pick up samples on the moon. And so that's what they were using it for. It wasn't converted to domestic use until 1979. So, yes, it was through NASA, but Black & Decker were actually the company that did create. But Jackson gets the point.
But I feel like if NASA contracts you to do something, that's a NASA invention.
Yeah, exactly. Monroe, adult diapers. Were they created by NASA?
No. I feel like we've needed those way longer.
We've been going number two in our drawers way before we went to space.
Yeah. Long time.
Since the dawn of time.
You're absolutely correct. Now, there's some anecdotal evidence about the Army and the Air Force and Marines using adult diapers, but there's nothing about NASA at all. Depends were introduced for domestic use in 1984.
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah.
CAT scans.
Ooh.
Were CAT scans invented by NASA?
I kind of want to say no.
You want to say no? Should have said yes. CAT scans were made at the JPL, again, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, due to the need for the space program to find a good digital image. So that's what we created it for. Then we started using it for other things. Monroe has two. Jackson has two. Danny with a big old goose egg. Jackson, final round.
Okay.
The computer mouse.
Ooh.
Was that created by NASA or not?
I'm going to say Yes, it was. I don't know. I don't have a reason though.
Final answer.
Yes.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah.
Wow.
Created in the 1960s by a NASA researcher who was trying to make computers more interactive. That's how the computer mouse
Because everything was just keyboard shortcuts.
Do you remember the old school mouse and you could open up that door and take the little ball out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked just like an egg yolk.
Yep.
Ooh, I loved it.
Monroe.
Yeah.
Super soaker squirt guns. Were they created by NASA?
Oh, I could see how they would need it. You know, to like, same thing as like you need a vacuum to pull it towards you. You need a good old squirt gun.
To get it away.
To get it away.
That's how you fly through space. You pump.
That's actually how you fight aliens.
Right, exactly.
They're just allergic to water. They're so easy.
I don't know where you're getting water from in space, though.
Mm.
So I'm going to say no.
You're correct. They were invented by a guy named Lonnie Johnson, who helped design a NASA space probe that went to Jupiter, but he didn't create it for NASA. So he happened to work for NASA, but it wasn't for NASA.
I mean, unless there's space lakes. Listen, are there space lakes, you guys?
Oh, they're space lakes.
Just in the middle of space? Yeah. Just
absolutely.
A lake floating around?
Completely. Danny.
Yeah.
The Nike Air Trainer.
Mm.
Was that created by NASA? Mm.
Yes.
Danny getting one on the board.
Oh, good. You did it.
It came from a suit construction technology developed by NASA. Nice job. Here's one more for the three of you. What about Tang?
Tang. Oh, I could see that being a yes.
I'll bet it's not, though.
It's what astronauts drink.
Remember that's what everyone says, but I'll bet that's just marketing.
It was just marketing, yeah. Sales of Tang were poor until NASA used it on a flight back in 1962. But
that's true, because Army has been using MREs way longer than space dudes.
Yeah, you're right about that. There you go. There's NASA fact or fiction. All right, there's this guy on TikTok who posted a video of himself, his brother and sister doing the shock collar challenge.
Oh, ordering, here we go. Yes.
Ordering food at a drive-thru window.
What?
Yeah. It's funny. I'll play this audio for you, but my kids and I, we have this game. We actually, you hold on to these like these metal rods and the light blinks. And when it stops blinking, the last person to let go gets shocked.
Oh, I play the extreme version where the first
dip in
person
water
the first person who buzzes in is the only one who doesn't get shocked.
Oh, wow.
Everyone else in the circle gets shocked.
So you play the game.
It's my favorite game.
My kids love this game.
It's so fun.
I'm like, why are we enjoying this?
You have
this?
Heart conditions. You shouldn't be playing something like that.
That's what I tell them.
You know. They're trying to kill you.
They don't seem to
care. They're looking for a big fat insurance payoff.
So here's the shock collar challenge.
Shock collar, brother edition.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hi there, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Can I get two small blizzard, please? An Oreo cheesecake?
Oh my gosh!
Shock collar. This is what you guys wanted.
Don't. Can I please get a large? large fries.
My gosh!
I love it so much. I do.
That's terrible.
Have you ever shocked yourself? That's the question for this morning.
Why this is hurting me so much.
When I was in college, we used to have a buddy who had a taser.
Mm-hmm.
And when those,
yeah,
with the blue lights and you put your finger in it and check it out. Let me tell you, that sucker will hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing hurts as
it's supposed to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll keep you going. But nothing hurts more than getting actually tased by the police department.
I was going to ask you.
Huh.
So you've been in radio forever.
Yeah.
And like a rite of passage, thank God this is not the case anymore, because I would just tell you no. But back in the day, I feel like when you were first getting started in radio, they always made the cops come by and tase you or pepper spray you on the air.
That was a thing for a while.
Right?
It was getting tased.
Everyone did.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
I can't
get over
that.
Because I was the Jackson.
Yeah. You
like
were
a lot
the
of the stuff.
Stunt boy.
Yeah. And I got tased. We went to this police station and two officers held me on both hands, and then someone behind yelled, "Taser, taser, taser," and shot it, and the barbs go in your back. And let me tell you, it takes over your body.
Uh-huh.
Did you fall to the ground?
You can't do it. No, you kind of stand. That's where they're holding you because you can't move. And then when the electricity leaves your body, that's when you fall to the ground.
Uh-huh.
But they catch you. And what's incredible is like it doesn't hurt afterwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it's just only as unpleasant as it's going.
It's the only time I've, knock on wood, we've had to hit the bleep button for me also.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think they're allowed to barb you anymore, though. I think they're only allowed to do, because they can just stun you with the charge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think they're allowed to shoot barbs at
the
you anymore.
The barbs hurt more than the...
That's what everyone says. Uh-huh. They'll mess you up.
Yeah. Monroe?
Dude. I've been executed so many times.
Well, a lot of stuff is starting to make sense.
Right?
I'll be real.
Really explains it.
Holy cow.
Okay, so one, I was really little, and I used to, my dad is as jumpy as I am, and so I used to love to, like, scare him. So he was coming home, and I dove behind this recliner that we had, because it was, like, his recliner. I was going to reach out and grab him.
Yeah.
But when I dove, I sat on this plug of a lamp, and it hit wrong and I broke it or something and it started electrocuting me. So there was that time, but the big time, this really, so I didn't realize that when you remember old cameras, okay?
Yeah. Like, you mean the ones with film inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one, it was a digital camera, and I took the batteries out and I thought that was it, right? And then I could get it open because the lens, like, came out and went back in automatically and it got stuck out. So I took the batteries out and I figured I could work on this thing. So I had a screwdriver and at one point I put my mouth on it and, like, all this stuff. Okay. I don't even know. I was just trying to get this lens back in. Anyway, it hit the screwdriver. Okay. And it electrocuted me. And I was, like, so stunned. Like, my whole my mind just went blank. Yeah. Like, I was like, what just happened? And then I looked down and my fingers had exit wounds.
No, it really?
From the volt. Yeah. I couldn't figure out why my fingers were split. But because it was the electrocution leaving my body, it came out my fingers.
That's lightning in a bottle right there.
Oh, it really was.
Gosh.
It really was.
Wow.
I got myself pretty good.
Yeah, you did.
So, you know, I don't know. Ever since then, I've had this weird...
Just twitch.
Yeah. It's awkward sometimes, but...
I'm going to just throw out the shot collar challenge. Is this just something we should do?
No.
We should
know where we're okay, at. If no I can do it to one. You,
yeah,
let me have it.
If you're the only
no,
one
no,
wearing
no.
it.
No. Can I have it? Can
no,
I have it?
No, my heart can't handle it anymore.
Oh.
We want to hear from you. When did you shock yourself, electrocute yourself? Share with us your best stories. For example, this text says, my friend reached over an electric fence to pet a dog.
Oh. Oh, man, that's how I die. That's how I'm going to die.
We just foresaw
that's
your
crazy.
Death. Yeah.
I never wanted to know how I die, but now that I do, it's kind of comforting.
It took a second for it to start shocking him, but it was really funny when it did.
I'll bet it was. Did he
I
pee?
I bet that was hilarious.
Oh,
sometimes
man.
When you get shocked too hard, you just pee.
Do you really?
Yeah. You lose control of your muscles.
You ever actually been close to a true electric fence?
Yeah. I grew up in the country, man.
Oh,
there are, true,
yeah, yeah,
there are
yeah.
real electric
yeah.
fences out
okay.
there.
Isn't and that for cattle?
Here's the dirty little secret. Your grandpa's always going to try to make you pee on him. And you
right?
have to tell him no, because it will shock you.
Okay. Will it just shock you, or will it, like,
have you ever put a hot dog in the microwave?
Yeah.
And you know how they split after
yeah.
a while? That's what I imagine.
That's not how it works, but that's horrifying. Thank
yeah,
you for
you're
that.
Welcome. Yeah. How do you know it doesn't work? What are you, a scientist?
Recently, I was charging my son's light bulb, but I noticed that the light was very dusty, so I decided I was going to change it and clean it with cleaner. And that's how I was shocked.
Yeah. Without a light bulb in the fixture, it's just an open shock hole.
Just sitting there waiting for you.
Just put your finger in there and see what happens.
When I was 11 or 12, I needed a plug in my keyboard. The cord was already plugged into the wall, and I went to connect it to the keyboard. It slipped off its stand. It was heavy, so I threw the live end of the cord into my mouth to free my hands as I tried to catch it. As the hot end hit my tongue, I heard a loud pop and felt the muscles in my jaw convulse.
Oh, no.
That's terrifying.
That's awful. That's horrifying.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
Wow.
Is that as bad as when you used to touch the popcorn makers?
Well... It depended on which popcorn maker.
Oh, okay.
The one farthest to the east, yeah, if you hit the wrong button, you'd get shocked for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was never a good way to handle a popcorn maker, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you right now. Small shock, large shock, they all hurt.
Yeah.
You know what
no
I mean?
No matter what, it's always going to be a bummer.
I used to put the end of a charger for the battery in an RC car in my mouth just for kicks. I was 8 at the time, but it felt awesome.
You guys ever put the... put the 9-volt on your tongue?
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Yeah. I never did that.
As a kid, you got to.
No.
You have to. You have to know what it's like.
As a girl, you can't just hand me a battery and say, hey, put this on your tongue, and I'm going to just do it.
Man,
no.
That is boy culture.
Oh, yeah.
That's the culture we grow up
in. Oh, man. The amount of batteries.
Here's a dollar. Do whatever I say. All right.
This one says, Monroe. Mm. So when I was younger, my friends and I figured out if you took apart a disposable camera, charged up the flash, you could touch part of it and give yourself a strong electric shock. Don't know how many volts, but we were stupid kids. That's kind of like what happened with you.
Yeah, see, that was a disposable one.
Uh-huh.
Mine was a digital.
Mm.
One of the bad boys.
Yeah.
Really got it.
My dad was digging in the backyard needing to do some sprinkler work. Uh-oh. I don't even know where this is going, but I'm not sure if I like it. He thought he found the water pipe, but it ended up being some neighborhood electrical pipe that was in PVC.
Mm.
So he took his PVC cutters, cut the pipe.
Oh, bless his heart.
Big bang, a lot of light came out of my dad.
Oh.
He's fine. Oh my God.
Yeah.
A lot of light.
That's why they tell you to call before you start digging around in your yard.
211.
Yeah.
Call before you dig.
They're like, hey, give us a call because
right, exactly.
You might be a dummy who electrocutes yourself.
Oh, man. I love this text. It says, I'm an electrician by trade. Needless to say.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. That just reminded me the best story.
All right. This text says, needless to say, if you get a good buzz once a month or so, if you're not paying attention, I bet that's part of it.
Yeah. There are certain jobs that I simply cannot have because I am not capable of paying attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doctor, surgeon, electrician, clearly.
Obviously.
Pilot, couldn't handle any of that.
Monroe. I got a pocket, full of sunshine. Help us out. Give us a pocket full of sunshine.
Well, there is a local story that is going, it's going around everywhere right now, and it's really cool. Did you see the Marine that was at the Capitol over the weekend? So, it was a Marine and he had I Can't Breathe taped over his mouth, went and stood for hours in silent protest calling for justice for victims of police killings. He stood unmoving for so long in the hot sun in his Marine garb at the Utah State Capitol that his shoes actually melted to the pavement. And you see the photo.
Ooh. Oh, look at that.
That's
the
crazy.
Soles of his shoes
wow.
actually melted. So
he's in full dress uniform, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is.
And that was like one of the hottest days. It was like 90 degrees or something crazy.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Yeah. And he's just making his way around CNN and it just made national news. And
yeah.
His name's Todd Wynn. And people are just saying that he's an inspiration.
Hmm. Man, that's
awesome. Did.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, Jackson. Let's do the Showbiz Beat, man.
Let's do it, Jonathan. Showbiz Beat is all powered by Esco this morning. Okay. Tiger King.
Mm-hmm.
When the Tiger King ended, the docu-series on Netflix about Joe Exotic and Carole Baskin and their feud over tiger breeding, essentially. Well, at the end, Joe has been kicked out of his zoo. He then goes to prison, and he's got a new husband, Dylan.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's how it has been. And ever since that show, Dylan has been trying to get Joe Exotic freed. And so on Instagram, Dylan has taken over Joe Exotic's account and on his own account, and they're going live all the time, and they're signing petitions, and they've got a big bus that's wrapped up that says, you know, free Joe. Hey, President Trump, free Joe. They're trying to get a presidential pardon. Okay?
It's not going to work, right?
Well, I don't think so, but also look at where we're at these days. You know, anything's possible.
Sure, let him out.
But here's the thing. It has looked like, for all intents and purposes, Dylan has really been the one driving the charge. He wants to get his husband home. Well, according to a new letter from Joe in prison, that is not what has been happening, which is just crazy. So he says, I'm losing weight in prison. He's claiming that he's in horrible conditions. He's acting like a prisoner of war. But he says, I'm losing weight. I have sores that won't heal. I'm going to be dead in 2 to 3 months. It's like they sent me to death row. They stopped all my medication except one. This place is hell on earth. I don't even know if I'm married anymore. It seems like everyone is so busy making money and being famous. I don't even get a letter from Dylan. Everyone sends pictures of him having fun and all. But as a person screaming for help, I'm asking you to stop. So, like, he says that Dylan hasn't written him at all.
Wow.
And Dylan's just busy being famous outside that he hasn't even bothered trying to get in touch with Joe. Now, I have a hard time feeling bad for Joe Exotic at all in this scenario, but I also think it's trashy for Dylan to just come in the 11th hour, because really, they were together for like 2 months before Joe went to prison.
Right.
They were not together very long.
Yeah.
And I just think it's gross, while Joe's in prison, to be making a name for yourself off of him.
How much of a name is he really making?
I would say, had quarantine not happened this year, not much of a name.
Mm.
But just because, like, Tiger King was the biggest thing to come out of quarantine, people know Dylan Passage, you know? Like, that's a name that you're at least familiar with.
What, is he getting club fees, though? I'm like, my point is, like, what is he...
Oh, he's getting donations, dog.
Donations.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he has this big Free Joe Exotic fund.
And he's just
not even bothering to write Joe letters, so I can't imagine he's bothering using that money the way that he's supposed to.
Okay.
Now, that is an accusation, I have to say, allegedly.
Thank you.
But I feel very strongly about it. I feel like that is the truth.
Devil's advocate here.
Oh, here we go. Yes?
Have you written a letter lately? It's exhausting.
You have to write it. You have to put a stamp on it.
Dude,
you have to go to the post office and buy stamps.
Your hand is not used to that kind of, like, strenuous exercise.
Over and over again.
And so writing is actually really hard.
Yeah. You know, you could type.
Typing's hard for me.
I cannot handle anything that you just said.
I'm sorry, did you just say letter writing is a difficult activity to do?
It's a difficult activity because it's too exhausting.
What are you going to do? Oh, hey. I know I talked to you 2 days ago. I just went to the gym.
We do letters.
Love you, bye.
We write each other every day.
Yeah.
Every day a little letter.
Mm-hmm. Put it in an envelope. Put it in front of each other's workspace.
Uh-huh. Have you not been getting yours?
Oh,
no.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awkward. Dylan, however, responded to the blast and said, quote, "My heart is breaking after reading Joe's letter. He's living in hell right now, and I'm outraged by the way he's being treated."
There it is.
Clearly outraged,
yeah,
Dylan.
Is.
"I can't even begin to imagine how that is breaking his spirit. I love Joe. I'm standing by him. I've been writing letters, and it's a shame to hear that he isn't receiving them."
That's what I'm saying.
That's ridiculous. Are you serious?
I'm team Dylan.
I team Dylan, too, because he's taking Joe's money and running with it while Joe's in prison. Yeah, and I think Joe's a monster. So I just feel like, how is it that he's getting every other letter except yours? That's not, because he's clearly getting some letters. And also, after all this broke, Dylan posted on Joe's Instagram, "Write a letter to Joe. We'll give you his address. Just message us, and we're all going to write him a letter together." It's like, shut up, Dylan. You didn't want to write him a letter a week ago, and now here you are collecting them?
Yeah, because letter writing's hard. Let someone else do it for me.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
I want to write you a letter. What is this, the 20s?
Yeah, boo the 20s and literacy in general. Anyway, it is also the 20s, just so we're clear. It is technically the 20s.
I know. That's why I said that.
Josh Groban has gotten a restraining order against a stalker. I didn't realize how bad he had a stalker. I mean, of course he does. Look how cute he is.
It's Josh Groban.
But this woman's out of her mind. She got a hold of his phone number and his email, and then subsequently his changed phone numbers and emails. And this has been happening since 2011. For 9 years, this woman has tracked down his personal information and won't stop messaging
him. Dude, those cougars that are into Josh Groban,
they're relentless.
Yeah.
Straight cougan. And this cougar was in heat because she kept sending him some very spicy photographs. So she just kept sending him all these really inappropriate, explicit messages. And then she went to his house to drop off gifts.
Oh.
And that's when the police got called on her. He was just granted a restraining order. One of the packages, by the way, and I'm assuming this is how he got the restraining order, but one of the packages contained a small skull.
What's in the box?
That's in the box!
It's in the
it is
box.
Literally a head. It is literally a head in the box.
Small skull?
Why did it take so long to be granted a restraining order?
I would assume that this might be a situation where he wasn't pursuing one.
Gotcha.
Maybe he was just like, she's annoying. Just a crazy.
Yeah.
She's mostly harmless. And then the skull came in the box and he's like, actually.
There we go.
You know?
Yeah. Or, you know, on what grounds? You know, she's just kind of hanging out. And
just emailing a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she wrote him a lot of letters.
I don't know what the content was.
That's the problem, yeah. though, is that it was explicit. Mm. It's certainly harassment
sure.
at this point. I mean, you know what? I'm just going to stop there.
There it is.
That's your show, Miss okay.
B. Oh, my gosh. So many questions to ask off air. All right. Letting you choose the news. Pick the story that interests you. There's three stories to choose from, and then we'll put you into a drawing for lunch from Corner Bakery. Jackson, your story is?
Pizza, cookies, and goats. You really can't have anything delivered to your house these days.
Monroe.
Rover. Sniff my armpit.
Three different times, three different teases.
And you know what?
I don't like any of them.
I think she nailed every single one of them. I love your horse shirt, by the way. I'm just noticing that those are horses.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got it at Savers.
And I'm doing, please, no more pizza. See,
that's nothing anyone's ever said.
Oh, this person said it.
I've seen you eat a full large pizza by yourself, and you would have gone back for more.
I don't even realize when it happens.
Yeah,
it just disappears.
You look down and the pizza's gone.
I'm telling
you.
Oh, no. Oh, it's my favorite thing to do.
I know, buddy.
Jackson, what do you got over there on the YouTube vote?
Oh, Angel says, I thought you guys did Choose the News on Wednesday, but I am voting for Jackson. No. Choose the News is on Tuesday and Thursday now. We're switching things up a little bit.
It's summertime. Oh. We do on Wednesdays, we're doing our hump day songs.
Hump day! And then Jonathan says, I vote for Monroe because I loved that tease. Jonathan, you're the only one.
Do not support such things.
Don't let her think she did a good job there.
Bryn says, Monroe, gross. I'm voting for Jackson.
Yeah!
Bryn!
Good work.
Kayla from Roy, love you guys. Got to vote for Jackson. Thank you for making my morning every day.
Thanks, Kayla.
This is Colby. John, I'm sort of concerned. I'm just going to go with that story because it sounds like you need the support today.
That's true.
First of all.
John needs the support every day.
Yeah,
he needs
just
attention
one day.
24 hours
first
a day.
First of all.
It's constantly. No more pizza. Not sure whose story that was, but it sounds pretty awesome. That's Carla on her way to work. Carla, what? That would be me, John. Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure. Just tell me
the
vote.
Stop pandering to her. She already gave you one of your two votes for the day.
Don't you even. I'm winning over here.
Okay.
The winner today with 37% of the votes is... John!
You know what? I'll let you have it because, like that other text said, I think you need it today.
It's not fair. Don't take away my win days.
Congratulations.
Don't take away my win days.
You just got American Idol.
Actually, when I read the story, I felt like this was something Jackson would do to a person.
Oh.
A Belgian man says he has been receiving mysterious pizzas that he has never ordered. For over a decade now.
Oh, that's amazing.
A decade?
Well, it may seem like an annoying prank. The victim says he's received so many pizzas that he now shakes every time he hears a scooter coming down the street.
That's a lot of... That's a well-funded prank for a decade.
The 65-year-old resident says delivery drivers bring pizzas to his door at all hours, day and night. And he goes, I don't know why. He initially thought it was a mistake with his address and called the delivery place, and no, there was no issues there.
Like, nope, this is where they wanted it.
The food kept arriving, sometimes even multiple times in the same day. While mostly pizzas, other fast food items have been included in the order. So sometimes, you know, it's pizza, other times it's just Grubhub.
That's nice.
He says, I cannot sleep anymore. I start shaking every time I hear a scooter on the street. I dread that someone will come to drop off hot pizza yet another time.
Why is he so bummed out about it? I'd be thrilled.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask any questions.
You're welcome, bro.
You know, I got that weird Amazon package delivered to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's unsettling to not know where something comes from that just shows up.
Well, you know where it comes from. It came from the restaurant. Who cares who's paying for it?
Don't.
It's not like whoever bought it got it at their house, poisoned it, and then dropped it
off. Okay. But what if this is like a Hansel and Gretel situation, and there's some witch that's like trying to feed this guy to pump him up, you know?
That's fine.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
That's fine.
That's what I'm picturing.
If there's a witch out there that wants to fatten me up, you send free pizzas to 50 West Broadway, number 200, Attention Jackson.
Okay,
thank
wait
you.
A minute. You get a knock on the door.
Uh-huh.
It's a Pizza Hut. Mm. They got a pizza. And they're like, hey, this is for you. You did not order the pizza.
Yeah.
Do you eat?
I ask, It has my name on it. I ask, that is my address. I don't ask any other questions. I take that pizza into the house and I say, thank you for your service.
And you just, you go to town on that pizza.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? It's from a restaurant.
I don't know. There's something weird about it.
It's from a restaurant. What, do you think you're going to owe something to someone later?
Yeah, all of a sudden this guy's going to get the biggest bill of his life.
Whatever. I didn't agree to pay for it. I just agreed to eat it.
Monroe.
I'll also, take you to Judge Judy, bud.
Also, is he tipping this person?
Every time. Yeah. When you, at some point you stop tipping, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I didn't order it. So you better go talk to whoever has the credit card.
So you send the person on his way without a tip, is what you're saying as well.
Well, I'll give him a light kiss right on the cheek if that's what he wants. But other than that, I don't have cash for you. I'm broke. I'm eating pizzas from a mysterious source.
That's true.
I'm certainly not in a financial position to be tipping this guy.
All right. Jackson's story and Monroe's story will be told in today's podcast.
Oh, hey, it's Jackson. So for this next break, there's not a lot of setup, so I figured I'd tell you what happened. In the middle of the show, while we were live on the air today, the computer crashed. And John had to reset it, which means that we couldn't play any music or commercials or anything we were supposed to be playing at the time. So we kind of had to freeform jazz this break because we didn't know we were going to be on air. So that's what you're about to hear. It's a train wreck, and I hope you're having a great day.
Sorry, we had to go off air there. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, we're just off air.
Just in the middle of the song,
so we're freestyling.
I didn't mean to. The computer crashed for like the ninth time.
Okay.
And like, I was like, well...
So we're just back on YouTube too. So
okay,
hi YouTube.
Why not?
All right. So live radio, folks. Fine.
Just gonna
what do you
want
to talk about, guys?
Do you want me to
spoken word is fine.
Stories?
I'm gonna have to do just do this for a quick second. I'll leave the two of you.
Should we tell our choose the news
stories?
There you go. Pick one of them.
Go
for it.
Okay. I've got my choose the news story right over here. So my story comes to us from Waco, Texas. I've never heard anything good happening in Waco, Texas. That's for sure.
Oh, that's true.
Kristen Rowan is offering personalized goat yoga sessions with her new company called Goatagram. Now, goat yoga is already kind of big, but Goatagram is a brand new concept, a phenomena that I think is going to sweep the nation.
Are these goats that like show up on your birthday and sing you a song?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I mean, not sing, but listen, I've met enough goats to know that you can't shut a goat up. So they'll probably sing to you the whole time. So Krista tells the TV station, quote, I just thought it would be a great idea to have in Waco such a great experience to see people so happy to deliver happiness to people, to deliver some smiles to people. Now, what is a goatagram? A goatagram is a 15-minute visit from a baby goat delivered to your home or office for special occasions. So, like, if you're ever
pajamas?
Having a rough day, you just call up, hey, can I get a goat over here?
Yeah.
So cute. They're loud, though.
Dude, goats in pajamas. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's
goats in pajamas.
It's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, bring a baby
I've gone down
goat?
Some Google image search rabbit holes looking at goats in pajamas.
I used to work for a petting zoo.
Did
yes.
you?
Let me tell you.
Oh my gosh, that was loud in my ears. I'm okay.
Sorry. And we just screamed to everybody.
Sorry.
Man, we're a mess over here.
Let me tell you. Working at a petting zoo, those goats are not a fun thing to be.
No, they're mean.
They're terrible.
They're mean
yeah.
little monsters.
Yeah, completely.
Baby goats? Big goats
baby
are me.
Goat.
I'm going to just go ahead and push play. We're going to see what happens here.
I don't know, man.
On with the show. I was thinking about this last night. We do radio.
Uh-huh.
Right? And when you tell someone what we do,
uh-huh.
Most people have like one of a few things that they'll say. Go ahead, Monroe.
Yeah, there's like three things.
So you get like free concert tickets all the time?
Everyone wants free tickets
yep.
from us.
Everybody yep. wants something for free from
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Literally everyone.
Merch, t-shirts. They just want something free. It's like, guess what, girl? I work for free, so
it's
sure. not a company to like spend money.
I'm pretty sure that's why my husband hasn't divorced me yet, because he's so cheap.
He's just like, I get free shows from
yeah.
time to time. It's
yeah.
worth
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what question I get more than that,
what
though?
What question do you get more?
The question I always get, and I love the follow-up to this question, too. The question I always get is, oh, are you hiring? Because I've always been told that I have a voice.
Yes.
For radio.
Yes.
Every
oh my gosh.
Single time I run into some Yahoo who thinks that he has a dazzling personality. And he's like, you know, I've always been told.
You know what's funny with that? I've never been told I have the voice for radio.
Me neither.
Yep, same with me.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I sound so screechy.
I sound like an elf on helium. That's how I sound like on the radio.
You sound like Jingle Cat.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it just got me thinking, like, man, I bet we're not the only profession that has that kind of thing, right? Like, yeah, we get asked about if we can give someone free tickets, but what about you? Like, what do you do for a living? And what's that question you get asked the most? So this is what I want. You could call us or you could text us. If you text us, give us the living and then also the question you get asked the most. So that way I can quiz Jackson and Monroe.
That's fun.
If you want to call, producer Danny is here. She'll answer the calls and get you on the radio as well.
Yeah, you should call.
844-649-1051 is the Granite Credit Union text line and phone line. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Danica.
Danica, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you know, a few computer issues, but outside of that, we're having a good morning.
Well, that's good.
All right, we're talking about like what you do for a living, and then we're going to guess the question you get asked the most.
Okay. So, I work as an optical technician.
Oh, are you grossed out by eyes?
Do you touch eyeballs?
It depends.
Yeah, I'll bet you see some really nasty eyes. Eyes, I think, are really gross anyway. They're just wet balls in your face, like constantly just bleh. So, if you go there,
I can't
poking around eyeballs. That's disgusting.
Danica, what do you ask the most about being an optical technician?
Well, aren't you supposed to guess?
Was it not
that? That was my guess.
That was Jackson's guess.
Oh, not really. Probably the most questions I get is for the doctor, like, hey, is my prescription worse than last time? Or, hey, can you see what's wrong with my eye? I'm like, I am not the doctor.
Oh, yeah. I could see those ones. That makes sense. Yeah. All right, well, that was a swing and a miss for us.
Yeah, we didn't do great that
time
around.
We did not do great at all, no. We'll try better next time.
I don't blame you.
Hey, Danica, have a great Tuesday.
Bye.
All right, our buddy Joe from Ogden, he's a truck driver.
Oh, okay.
All right, what do you think he is asked about?
Do you ever fall asleep at the wheel?
Oh.
That's the first thing I ask every truck driver. I'm like, have you ever fallen asleep? Because that's terrifying.
I would ask, where do you use the restroom? Do you pull over all those times, or do you just have a water bottle next to you?
As someone whose mother managed truck stops his entire childhood, I can assure you that it is bottles and paper bags with those people.
Is that what it
is?
Are
you serious?
Yeah. Really? Bottles for ones, paper bags for twos.
No way.
And then they just huck them out into the parking lot when they get to whatever truck stop. And then someone pays like a 16-year-old $10 an hour to go sweep it all up.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that's a rough job. Rough life.
That's going to haunt me for a bit.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
I bet the question is,
if you see a semi, there's probably a loaded bag in there, I'll tell you. Dude, think about that next time you pass
by a
semi.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to, like, now when I go to truck stops, I'm going to look at all the semi drivers and do, like, one of these.
I know what you're doing.
I see you. Don't you drop a paper bag.
He gets asked how often he hauls people across the border.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He gets asked if he's a coyote?
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
Man, I never thought about that. But I guess I didn't imagine truckers driving internationally, I guess.
Yeah, you don't think
like
about that.
Like, I always think
that
about continental. Oh, that makes sense.
Here's a good one. This person's a paleontologist.
Oh, how much is your job like Ross?
Yes. Really?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, are you like Ross from
Friends?
Yeah, exactly.
Or, here's the thing. You become a paleontologist thinking that everyone's going to think your life is like Indiana Jones. But everyone really thinks your life is just Ross from Friends.
I actually want to talk to the paleontologist. I've never met a paleontologist. You get paid for that? How much? You get paid good money?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What neighborhood you live in, bro?
Let's say good morning to Brad. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
Brad, all right. So tell us what you do for a living.
Mm-hmm. I'm a physical therapist.
Oh,
I bet people are asking for free medical advice. Like,
look at this rash. Is it okay?
Yeah, or like, hey, my knee hurts. What can I do to help it?
I personally would like to know if you've ever like made someone's injuries worse. Like, has someone come in for physical therapy and then you broke their neck or something?
A lot of questions coming at Brad all at once.
I know.
Yeah, my question is like, Will you pop my back?
Oh.
I got a kink in there, and it's like,
Brad, did we get any of those right?
One of those is pretty common.
Really?
I actually don't get asked to pop their back very often until they find out I know how.
Mm.
And then they're all about it. They're like, could you do that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I definitely get asked for a lot of free medical advice. And the hardest part is they're like, so why does my knee hurt? And then they leave it there. And it's like, can you give me some more?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if I met Brad, I'd go right to my knees. I'd be like, Brad, I went and got water yesterday and my knee hurt the whole time.
Here's the thing, though. Brad, let me ask you a question. If someone asks, why does my knee hurt, do you just tell them to stretch? Because I feel like anytime I ask the doctor, oh, my back hurts, my knee hurts, they're just like, just stretch and walk and rest, I guess. This is just your life now that you're almost 30.
Dude, this reminds me of the time we were at my son's soccer game and Ella had like hurt her foot. She like stepped in a hole or something.
Yeah.
And I knew that this guy was a physical therapist. So I was like, hey, can you check her out?
Take a look at this.
Poor Brad.
He's trying to watch.
That's my point. Brad's like sitting there trying to do his
life.
He's
trying to just watch his kid play soccer and he's over there. He's like checking her out.
Hey, Brad, are you the one who texts us who has the YouTube channel?
Yes, I am.
What is this about?
So I started my own YouTube channel, just Dr. Brad Physical Therapy, and I'm going to put up different kind of fun videos, but also some education about where injuries come from and stuff like that. I've been making videos for a while with my company, Rocky Mountain Therapy Services. I work in the West Jordan location, and we do live videos every Tuesday, and just educating about different injuries and stuff. And so I'm kind of doing that on my own as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's really
I'm
going to
go
cool.
check that out.
I know. Well, you can use any of the questions we just gave you. So by all means, that's our gift to you this morning. Thanks, Brad, for listening. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
We're asking you this morning, tell us what you do for a living, and then we're going to guess the question that you get asked the most. For example, we do radio. Most people ask us, can you get us backstage?
Uh-huh.
Can you give us a free ticket?
No, I can't get backstage or get free tickets. So
My daughter is a big Jason Aldean fan. Do you think you can get him some tickets?
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. All of that.
Do you think you could get Jason Aldean to sign my daughter?
Right.
Just sign her face.
It just doesn't work that way.
No.
So we're asking you the same question. Hey, Chase, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, tell us. Now, this is about your wife, right?
Yeah, she has a much more interesting job than me. So,
okay. What does she
do? Yeah, she's an organ donation coordinator, actually.
Dude, that is an interesting job.
That is a
So does she, like, carry the cooler?
Oh,
back
do you think that's
forth?
The question?
Yeah,
okay.
She's a coordinator.
Is she the cooler carrier? I think that they're going to ask, does she actually grab the organs?
That's what I was going to
say.
Yeah, does she just get into that cadaver elbow deep and just start pulling out organs? Or?
Ice cream scoop and an ice cream and a cooler. That's
what
all.
I hear they use.
You
science.
Know what I really want to know, though, is like, hey, you know, if I ever like need something, can I get you to move me up?
Oh,
a few spots
can you
on
hook,
the list?
Hook someone up
can
a
you
little
hook it
bit.
Up?
Yeah, these kidneys have been through a lot.
Chase, are we right with any of our guesses?
Monroe's really close on two of them. She does carry the cooler sometimes.
That's cool. And
dope.
She's actually been on private plane, or not, well, private and commercial airline flights with a cooler next to her.
Really? Wow. That is crazy.
And then the number one question she usually gets is, it's either can you bump me up on the list or I just need a new liver right now.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I can see that. Well, listen, Chase.
That's the dumb joke I would make for sure.
Yeah, joke. That's
dude,
what it is.
That's but, cool, though.
But if you got
cool.
an extra liver, Chase, put me
laying
down.
Laying around.
Just hook a brother up is all I'm saying. Dude, that was fascinating. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Bye.
Later.
Preschool teacher. What do you think? What's the number one question a preschool teacher gets asked?
How often are you cleaning up accidents?
Oh, interesting.
I'd imagine a preschool is not unlike a room full of puppies, so there's going to be accidents all over the place.
Monroe?
Preschool?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, do you get sick a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Number one question, does this make you never want to have kids?
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
Right, yeah.
What is the answer? What is your answer is what I want to know. Do you still want
kids
after this?
The person actually followed up and
said, good.
I have a child, so the answer is no. So there you go. That person
one.
Still, one.
That's crazy. If I go to a public library and there's a crying baby, I'm like, ah, never!
Colin, good morning.
Hey, morning.
Morning, Colin. All right, what do you do for a living?
I do IT.
You do IT. All right.
Rad.
Okay, so I'm having trouble installing this software. Do you think you could come? You think you could come help me with my computer real quick?
Yeah, I got the blue screen of death. What did I do wrong? I think that's what is it, Colin? What do you get asked?
I usually get asked if I can either fix or set up someone's internet.
Yeah. Oh, I bet, man. And that's like the last thing you want to do after working at the office all day, isn't it?
Go home.
Oh, sure. Especially when you've got like random internet outages or server outages throughout the day, and you're just like, oh no.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Oh, dude, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Later. Oh, the paleontologist wrote back. You guys were asking earlier if they make it for a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Says, I don't get paid a lot of money, but I get great. I'm in it for the dinosaurs.
Oh, yep. I get that.
Yeah.
100%. On board with that because I love dinosaurs.
Well,
and I
mean,
do this job
like,
for basically free because I love it. So.
I know. We do. But listen. But we get. I bet he still gets a decent amount. You know, I bet it's not like radio.
Not radio.
Nah,
money.
Researchers, I don't think, make the money that you think
really?
They do. Nah.
Dakota, good morning.
Good morning.
Dakota, all right. Tell everyone what you do for a living.
So I'm a glazer.
You're a glazer.
Glazer.
Oh. Glazer.
I believe the question you get asked most is,
What is a glazer?
Yeah, honestly, it's that one. And then people like to ask me if it involves donuts.
Yes,
like
do you? Donuts. Yeah, are you?
Oh, yeah, you're a professional donut guy.
I went pottery, personally.
Oh, pottery is what you thought.
I laid out a nice glaze over that pot, throw it in the kiln.
I was thinking like epoxy, like.
Like someone who works on a house?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going with?
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm going back to you were promoted at Krispy Kreme. But you could tell us, Dakota, which one is it?
So it's actually it's glass. So I put in glass in commercial buildings
it's
and shower
glass.
Doors.
Glass. Oh, cool.
A glazier. Oh, a glazier.
Interesting.
Oh, I like that.
So you guys were pretty close.
Yeah.
So do you have to, like, do you climb the high buildings and stuff?
Yeah, so sometimes, I don't know if you guys know what a swing stage is. It's the stuff that repels from cables on the roof.
Oh,
so sometimes you got to
no.
use those, and then you got to use, like, the boom lifts with the arms on them.
Really?
Oh,
no,
my
you.
Gosh.
No, thank you.
Okay. Do you look in everybody's offices when you're up there?
That'd be a follow-up. Yeah.
I actually have. I worked at Discover one time in a swing stage, and I had people taking pictures of me and sending me videos.
I bet more people are watching you than
yeah.
you watching them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a fantastic one.
Pretty
Dakota.
Much.
Hey,
that's interesting.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, guys.
You know, we got to do this again.
That is fascinating.
Keep going with this.
We got so many, too.
Yeah, but we got to get to Can't Beat Jackson right now.
Yeah!
Hi, Max. Who's this?
Mikkel.
Mikkel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing excellent. Man, I don't know if you're listening at all to those people's interesting jobs, but people got some cool stuff that they
do
out there.
People do cool stuff.
I know. I'm way afraid of heights, so I wouldn't have been good
at it. Oh, girl, me too.
I think that with the guys who changed the billboards.
Ugh,
can
scary.
You imagine doing
Dude,
that job?
I know.
Or the window washers?
Yeah.
No,
ugh,
no thank
no,
you.
I don't know.
You.
Although, if I could get over the heights thing, I'd be a really good window washer because I would just go to look at the drama.
You would just
be
look
like,
in all
oh,
the windows?
To peek in other people's apartments. That's called a crime. That's called voyeurism, and it's illegal.
Mikkel, do you want to play Can't Beat Jackson?
Yes, I'm so excited.
All right, how are you at trivia?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Okay. Do you play a lot of, like, do you watch Jeopardy, or do you play bar trivia, or Trivial Pursuit?
Trivial Pursuit. I'm
Solid.
Especially good at the Harry Potter version.
Oh, I wish I would have known. I would have gone complete Harry Potter with you versus Jackson, because he himself considers himself to be a Harry Potter nerd. But that will be for another time at another day. Right now, I need you to tell Jackson to get out of the studio.
All right, get out, Jackson.
Get out. Boo!
Get
I don't like
out of
being
here.
Told like this.
It was very nice of her, though.
I know. There he is. He is gone. He slammed it so hard it shook the building. Mikkel, we've got 60 seconds on the clock and five.
He's skipping over chairs.
Five trivia questions. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
Again, if you don't know the answer, you can always say pass. We'll revisit it if there's time at the end. Monroe, you got 60 seconds on the clock?
I got it.
Here we go. Some Good News is a 2020 web series created and hosted by whom?
Oh, pass.
A pool ball set includes how many balls?
Oh, shoot. 16?
Which two of your body parts continue to grow throughout your life?
Your nose and your ears.
Which hard seltzer did America face a shortage of in 2019?
Hard seltzer? Pass.
What is the name of the alternate dimension in Netflix's Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
Some Good News is a 2020 web series created and hosted by whom? That is time.
That's it. That's time.
Oh, Mikkel. All right. Hold on. We'll have Jackson come on back in the studio. How do you feel, Mikkel?
Oh, pretty good. I think I could have had that last one. It was like right on the tip of my tongue.
It was almost there.
Mad.
Jackson, Mikkel got 3 correct.
Oh, okay. So she's doing pretty good.
So bring it is what I'm
saying.
Oh,
that's fine.
60 seconds.
I can only miss one to win.
The clock. Jackson.
Yeah.
Some Good News is a 2020 web series created and hosted by whom?
John Krasinski, my husband.
That is correct. That's who the name was on the tip of your tongue, Mikkel.
Yeah, I can see his face.
Jackson, a pool ball or a pool ball set includes how many balls?
There's 9 plus the cue ball, right? 10.
16 is the answer. Mikkel got it right. Jackson missed that one.
That's fine. Hey, I can miss one. I can miss one. Everyone calm down in this room, okay? Let's chill out.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Which two of your body parts continue to grow throughout your life?
Your ears. Well, and technically your hair and fingernails, right? Your nose?
I'm going to need you to pick your two.
Okay. Your ears and your nose, I'm going with.
That is correct. Mikkel got the exact 2 as well. Nice job there. Which hard seltzer did America face a shortage of in 2019?
Oh, gotta be Claw.
That is correct.
The White Claw.
The White Claw is correct. Mikkel, you had passed on that one. What is the name of the alternate dimension? I should mention, first of all, it's tie. If you don't get this one correct, Mikkel wins the $100.
I know.
Okay.
Thanks for the pressure, man.
You're welcome.
I didn't need that this morning. I've had too much caffeine.
What is the name of the alternate dimension in Netflix's Stranger Things?
Oh, that's the Upside Down.
That is correct.
Yes! That was a close one. I got nervous.
Oh, Mikkel, I thought it was going to happen for you.
I know. So close.
Close, but not enough to win that $100. Mikkel, do you know what we need from you?
Yes, this is Mikkel, and I cannot beat Jackson.
Yes! Jackson, let's get to the Showbiz Beat.
Let's do it, buddy. Showbiz Beat is all powered by Parents Empowered. All right. Oh, let me get down here. This pandemic has done a lot of negative things, I think.
Yeah.
It's hurt this nation. It's hurt the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it did give us one very special thing, and that is the Cuomo brothers.
I know.
Governor Andrew Cuomo and CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, I think, have really emerged as the heroes through all of this because they're just...
People love seeing them interact with each other.
Because they're just bullying each other the whole time.
They're
it's
brothers.
So funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's the thing, though, is that one's a governor, one is a cable news anchor. You don't expect them to goof off, but that's all they do when they're together. It is so good. And everyone has developed quite the crush on the Cuomo brothers. So everyone got very, very excited when Chris Cuomo accidentally ended up naked on a live video.
I'm sorry.
What?
And there's pictorial proof. Don't you worry. Okay.
Really?
So here's what ended up happening. His wife, I guess, does a lot of yoga videos. That's what she does to fill her time, I suppose.
Okay.
I don't know if she's got a job, but one thing she likes to do is make videos for her followers.
Sure.
So she was doing a live video. And it's kind of like the phone is on the ground, she's stretching, and you can see, like, the back windows, like, the whole wall is just windows.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, there is just a bare white bum that just pops up out of nowhere, and he's outside. He's outside.
Wait.
Just with everything hanging
what?
Out. They must live in a very nice neighborhood, a very nice house where you can't see the backyard. Mm-hmm.
Well, and in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
At least, I mean, it looked woodsy, so it might be way out in the burbs. Mm.
Okay.
He commutes in. But regardless, he was out there in his all-togethers. And the photo that is circulating is so funny. So this, by the way, happened at the end of May. But, and the video got deleted so quickly that everyone, you know, no one thought there was evidence of it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden somebody had posted that they took a screenshot when they saw his butt. But the screenshot is so great because it's her doing yoga and then he has stood perfectly between two windows. So it looks like it was intentionally censored because his little bum is covered by the seam between the two windows. It is
funny.
But that has gone out and is going viral today. He's facing away from the camera. You can't see anything. So it's just silly, mostly. But it could have been tragic.
Yeah, could have.
It could have been really tragic. Just like that news anchor who she was doing a live broadcast from her bedroom.
On her husband.
And her husband wandered on in naked.
Uh-huh.
And you saw a
everything.
Lot there. So just remember, as you're doing your Zoom meetings, you're doing your Instagram Live, like all 900 of the people that I follow seem to be doing right now, just take a look in the background.
Yeah.
Just
give everyone a heads up.
Yeah. Like, hey, if you're going to be naked, do it away from this
camera. I'm going live.
Yeah, going live. Okay, this is a crazy story, too. Could you imagine The Office without Creed?
No.
Creed didn't get a lot of love, I'd say, like the first three seasons. And then the old man.
Oh,
he's
pressed
mung
beans
in his desk.
That's right.
So Creed, he didn't have much story in like the first two or three seasons, but then he becomes like instrumental. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that he almost just got fired. Like they weren't going to keep him around very long. The ensemble cast was too big and they were trying to zero in on which characters they liked the most.
Huh.
So it came down to him and another guy named Devin. They were both hired to play background characters. In season two, they had to fire one of them. Devin had just booked a play in New York on Broadway. So he volunteered to leave. He goes, you know, I just got this other job. Creed can have the job. And you would think that after Creed went on to be one of the biggest stars of the biggest sitcom of the last decade at least, he'd be pretty salty. But he says, quote, I'm happy for all those guys, but especially Creed. I have always been happy for him because he is such a great guy.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Also, that is cool. That's really big.
If you go on YouTube, you can Google like Best of Devin, The Office, and it has all of the clips. He's no Creed.
Yeah.
Like he's more vanilla, where Creed kind of had like a weird edge to him the whole time. So I'm glad they chose the right one.
Chose Creed, yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe they could have given Devin some really great character.
Yeah.
But Devin also ended up in the final episode of The Office where he comes in to replace Creed after Creed has faked his own death. And I'd never noticed that was Devin coming back.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And finally, we seem to talk a lot about celebrities who vacation here.
Uh-huh.
But the most recent ones, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin.
They were
vacationing
here?
In Utah. They went glamping in a $1 million RV.
Yeah.
$1 million
yes.
American dollars is
my
what they
style.
Spent on this. They took a camping trip. The story calls it Utah National Park, but that's not a thing.
That's
not a Utah National Park. There are several national parks in Utah.
Yeah.
None of them named Utah.
Hmm.
So they went probably to Zion or something. But the luxury camper, listen to this, is nuts. Heated floors, an indoor sauna, a fireplace, a master bedroom.
There it is.
A master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Three flat screen TVs. And they specifically just bought it on a whim to go on this road trip.
Do you believe that Justin Bieber drove this trailer, or do you think
he's got people to drive?
So he had a driver drive it out there.
Drive it out there.
And then
the driver had to sleep on the ground outside.
Right.
Yeah, he had to pitch a tent.
For
That's
three
what I'm
days.
Wondering.
No, he's not allowed to have a tent. He had to dig a hole. He had to dig a kiva, and he was going to sleep in that kiva all by himself until the Biebers were ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just how Justin Bieber rolls. You heard it here first, folks.
But still,
Breaking
he got
news.
Paid way more than we do.
Yeah,
to
for
sleep
sure.
In the ground.
To sleep in that. How much would it cost? to make you sleep in the ground? What if you were to drive a celebrity
for a road trip with the Biebers?
Yeah.
3 days.
3 days.
3 days, sleeping a whole 2 nights.
I'd have to drive the Biebers around.
You have to have the Biebers around. What is it going to cost you?
Man, I'd be pretty cheap.
Really?
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I want 6 figures. I know how much he's worth.
Oh, really? I was thinking about 20 grand.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 20 grand, I'll do it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I will sell out for way less.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, in initial, I'm not going in at 20 grand.
You always go
in. I'm going in at 6 figures, and I'll settle for 20.
Uh-huh. Also, like,
he doesn't need to know that.
Do I have to do the dumping? Do I have to go to the dump station and stuff like that? I mean, that's going to drive it up a little bit.
Absolutely.
I think you're going to have to deal with much more horrifying things than that on a Bieber vacation, but that's just me. And that's your Showbiz Beat.
Listen to this. I-80. By Cheyenne.
Uh-huh.
They had to close that road due to wintry conditions.
What?
What?
It's June.
Yeah,
it's
I'm looking
mid-June.
At the photos right now from, it's not UDOT, it's YDOT. But like, there is a blizzard happening right now up by Cheyenne, Wyoming. It is crazy.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Listen, why not? Throw it in there.
Why
Let's
not?
Do this. We gotta cool off Yellowstone anyway.
You know, one thing that we've been talking about a lot is kind of like self-care. As we've gone through, I would say, a lot of trauma in the last few months.
Oh, jeez.
And when we got to know a little bit from our friends over at Nine Gales College, we knew that they actually do wellness courses. And we asked, hey, can you help us out with our listeners? And what can we tell them?
Like a shoulda, woulda, coulda
right?
in college, man. I would love to take one of those.
And so that's why we have Nurse Nicole on right now. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So, I mean, self-care, wellness, it's so important right now. Stress is at, I would say, an all-time high. You know, like for us, Nicole, it started with an earthquake, followed by COVID-19, then protests, and like it just keeps coming.
It does keep coming. And I think when there's so much stress, it's very difficult to sleep.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd start with talking about sleep today. And really, you can start your day working towards better sleep. So you can start right now. And when I say that, what I mean is going out and getting sunshine. So when you're in the sunshine, you stimulate your pineal gland, which stimulates melatonin, which helps you sleep better at night. It also
really?
Stimulates your immune system, which is pretty awesome. So you get the double whammy.
You
know, and if you move around, probably even better.
You know, the three of us, I would say we're sleep deprived. We, you know, we wake up extra early to do this morning show. We go home. Our diet starts to falter around noon every day. that's the life. So you're telling me there's a better way to do it is what I'm hearing.
Yes. Yeah, but maybe it's you start your sunshine at noon.
What do you do in the wintertime when there's no sun?
Oh,
like today.
You know, they do have a Lux lamp, which are nice, but they do say, like, flipping on all your lights first thing in the morning rather than leaving them off and kind of stumbling through a dim house is better.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense then. All right. So sunlight's a great way to help. What else can we do to try to get some restful sleep?
Well, you were talking about your meal, but if you put your heaviest meal at noon rather than the evening, it helps a lot with sleep. So earlier, lighter dinners are helpful for sleep because it doesn't disrupt your circadian rhythm as much.
Man, that's hard for me. I tend to go big for breakfast, light for lunch, huge for dinner. That's my normal
schedule.
Just
grazing all day.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and it's true. I think that's kind of how our diets evolved with the Industrial Revolution. But circadian rhythm, your human natural rhythm, is really noon.
Really? Okay. So go bigger earlier on in the day.
Go bigger earlier on in the day. And then lastly, I would say a lot of people don't notice their first wave of being tired, and they push themselves through that, right?
Yeah.
I remember when my kid was little, he would scrub his ear to stay awake.
Really?
Causing pain. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, right? Just go to sleep.
Go to bed. But as adults, we do the same thing, right? We'll distract ourselves with something else when we feel tired and push through, and then often don't go to bed till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. So definitely do that. What about exercising? Because I try to do that earlier on in the day so I can kind of get some extra energy. Is that something I should do at night, or am I supposed to do it earlier than later so I'm not hyped up before bed?
Yeah, you're right. So exercising earlier in the day is also a great way to set yourself up for better sleep. When we exercise late,
and don't do more winding down activities, then we get going again and it's difficult to fall asleep.
What do you mean by a winding down activity?
Things that calm down your nervous system is how I think of it broadly. Things that relax you. So meditation, listening to music, connecting with family.
TV, reading, alcohol, you know.
No, the basics. Those are numbing. Numbing.
Oh, yes, okay.
I mean, one man's trash, you know?
One man's trash. So what do you think? I mean, I've been reading so many different studies. Some say, all right, 6.5 is fine. Others are going, no. If it's not 8, you're going to die early. Like, how many hours am I supposed to be shooting for?
It's really between 7 and 9.
Okay.
Too little and too much. You really want to find that sweet spot.
Jackson's way is 5 hours and caffeine pills. So you're telling me that's not a healthy Woo! Way to live.
It's called riding the bull, okay? And some of us are better at it than others.
The adrenaline eventually catches up.
So funny. Nurse Nicole calling with Nightingale College. There's actually wellness classes that you can take online for free with Nightingale.
So if you go to our website, it does show you how to link up to that. And there's a free immune course on there, and it has lots of great wellness tips.
I love that. You can do that, and also you can list, because Nurse Nicole is going to keep on calling in. We're going to help you get through all of this and live a better life. Thanks to Nurse Nicole and Nightingale College. Thanks, Nicole. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Should we get to the birthday game?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Can we fix it?
We're going to find out.
Okay. So much happier. Aren't you into it?
Not like you, but I know you love it. So I love it because you love it.
Let's do the showcase showdown.
We're playing the celebrity birthday game, trying to guess exactly how old certain celebrities are. And if you go over, you are out. We have got Monroe. We've got producer Danny.
Hello.
We have got Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Jackson and Danny tied yesterday, which means Monroe gets to start it off today.
Go ahead.
Take
it.
Monroe, a happy birthday to one Natalie Portman.
Oh.
Black Swan.
She's Thor.
Thor, yeah.
She-Thor.
You know what? The ones that she was in weren't great. Thor got better later on.
Uh-huh.
Like, not those first two Thors. It got good, like, Ragnarok.
Really? I liked the second one. Thor was good. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I'd have to rewatch it. Star Wars Episode 1 and Episode 2.
Queen Amidala.
Padme. Man, she was good.
Natalie Portman.
Black Swan.
Yeah.
The most uncomfortable movie to watch with your family.
I've never watched that movie. I've never watched it.
Oh, it's a masterpiece. Really
no, it it's was one of those that great. I felt like, you know what, this is so overhyped. I'm just going to leave it there. No.
I don't agree. It's a very good movie.
Really, really good. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Is it a thriller?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's more
is it like psycho single
thriller.
White female?
Like it's
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
That's just watch it. Need you to watch you'll it.
You'll
like it.
Okay.
Black Swan, Natalie.
Nope, didn't get fixed.
We'll just go ahead and pause that one and go over here. There we go. How old is Natalie Portman Monroe?
38.
Danny.
39.
39, ooh. Exactly.
Danny.
Yes. Well, I'll be. I don't like how often Danny's getting these right on.
I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Cheating.
Oh, you guys are just jealous.
She's doping from what I hear. Exactly. She's in there blood doping right before she
Would
gets into the birthday
game.
Would
you say she's using performance-enhancing drugs for the celebrity birthday game?
Absolutely.
You heard
that. That's a way to counteract the performance-decreasing drugs.
She's taking extra echinacea?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you accusing her of?
She takes a lot of ginkgo biloba each and every day. Yes.
Just jealous.
Danny.
What?
Back up off the ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo biloba. All right, Danny, happy birthday to one Johnny Depp.
Oh,
you do love Johnny Depp.
Oh, man.
Pirates
that's a mess.
Of the Caribbean, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Edward Scissorhands, Alice in Wonderland.
Captain Jack Sparrow. What?
Hello. Wife abuser.
Allegedly.
Actually, it turns out that probably not
yeah.
is the
that.
Thing.
Like, all of a sudden, this is turning around.
Because
like,
Amber Heard, it turns out, is the monster in this whole scenario.
It's crazy.
All of those voicemails leaked, their therapy sessions leaked, and it turns out she's been abusing him for years. years.
I know. And like, he's wearing a bulletproof vest. Yeah, because she's so scared.
Out of her mind. I feel so bad. Because the world really turned their back on Johnny. But after all those therapy sessions leaked, we're all like, okay.
He left his long-term girlfriend for Amber Heard also.
Yeah. I know. Essentially, like, his common-law wife in France.
His baby mama. Yeah. They were together forever.
Johnny Depp's first movie was?
Oh, Crybaby?
Crybaby.
No. That great movie. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, I remembered that. Yeah. I should have known that.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nominated for 10 Golden Globes, winning one Best Actor for Sweeney Todd. He has been nominated for 3 Academy Awards. How old is Johnny Depp? Danny?
55.
55, Jackson.
Ooh, I don't know that he's that old yet. I don't know, though.
He looks old.
He looks old.
He does. That's a lot of wine.
Yeah.
All right. 57.
57. Exactly.
Yeah!
2 points for Jackson.
Cheater.
I did.
Proud. I didn't even get a turn.
I know. Sucks, huh?
Jackson.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to your favorite magician.
Oh, which one?
Piff the Magic Dragon.
Piff, I love
Piff.
Piff. Piff the Magic,
Dragon was on America's Got Talent, and he is probably the funniest magician. Now, that's not words I usually use together like that.
Right.
But he's the funniest magician I've ever. And one time, John sent me out on assignment. And that's fine, because I was the stunt boy at the time, and I had to go up wherever John told me to go. However,
I'm so sorry.
He then booked Piff the Magic Dragon to come in studio in his dragon outfit, and he brought his dog. And I wasn't allowed to be here. Oh, Mr. Pibbles was here.
Oh, yeah.
And I was not allowed to be in the studio.
I know.
Mad?
Yes.
Yeah.
So mad.
He was great, by the way, in studio.
I'm sure
so
he was.
Know.
I'm sure he was wonderful. He's the best.
You know, he toured as the supporting act for Mumford & Sons.
Oh, that, I'll bet, was a great show.
Really?
He also appeared on Penn & Teller's Fool Us. He actually helped, I believe it was David Blaine, with coming up with the magic trick. And then, of course, as Jackson said, he was on America's Got Talent. Piff the Magic Dragon, how old is he?
He's younger. He's got to be like 34.
34. Monroe?
35.
Danny.
36.
Wow. Man.
Hurts, don't it?
40. Danny gets a point.
Yes.
That was brutal right there.
That was rough.
Oh, my gosh. Monroe, we'll end with this one. Happy birthday to Michael J. Fox.
I love him.
Family ties?
Dude, we're watching Back to the Future right now.
How are the kids liking it?
Ike really likes it.
Really?
Hella could not be bothered, but, you know.
I just tried to get the kids over the weekend to get into Indiana Jones. They were not having it, so.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Back to the Future is working out, though, for one of them.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Spin City was another sitcom of his that
What's
I loved.
What was his other sitcom?
Spin City?
No. There was another one. It was like Family
Ties.
Family Ties.
Family Ties, yes. I started with that.
Okay.
He actually was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 91 at the age of 29. He disclosed his condition back in 98, and then he retired or semi-retired from acting in 2000. Michael J. Fox, how old is he today? Monroe.
50.
50. Danny.
45.
45. Jackson.
I might regret this, but I'm going to say... 48.
Threading the needle between the two of
them. I know.
Terrible choice to do. 59. Danny wins the game.
59.
Oh, Monroe gets the point. Danny wins the game. Oh.
Don't you put me in a corner.
I wasn't, but I knew already what happened. Man, I am glad she's on. I've been hoping that we were going to have Heather Barnum.
I have so many questions for you, Heather Barnum.
I've been waiting.
Everyone calm down. Everyone calm down for a second. Let's introduce her. She is with the COVID-19 Task Force from the state of Utah. Heather Barnum.
Hello. Well, with that kind of introduction, I guess I'll answer your questions for you.
Heather, honestly, the last time we chatted was last week. Since then, I really thought Utah was going to go green on Friday. Then, of course, on Friday, there was like 500-plus cases. And I was like, oh, no. Should we go back to red?
Are we cool?
Yeah, what's happening?
Well, there has been an increase in cases, unfortunately, and that's why the governor chose not to make any changes to those color-coded guidelines in anyone's area.
And that's a smart idea, right? We're watching the data, and we're also recognizing that as we've reduced those restrictions, our increases actually go up in risk. So that's why those basics are going to be so important for everyone listening. Wash your hands often. Avoid touching your face. I know it's hard. You know, keeping that 6 feet of distance, wearing a mask, and of course being careful to, when we're around those who are at higher risk of the severe illness.
We are talking to Heather Barnum with the COVID-19 Task Force. Okay, one thing I'm hearing from some friends is, listen, yeah, the numbers are up, but it has to do with that meatpacking plant. It really has nothing to do with anywhere we live, so there's no reason to stress about it.
So we do have a lot of those, I guess, pockets of increases in cases. That's not exclusive, though. We're actually seeing the increases all over the state because we are reducing restrictions. Our personal responsibility is going up in making sure that we're following those basics. If you, though, are in a workplace, please stay home if you're sick. Don't go to work or to other places if you're around others. And that will really help, especially those workplace pockets that we're seeing.
Did I see that Logan's having a higher count of numbers right now?
So the meatpacking place that you referenced is actually up in Cache County.
Oh, that's why.
So there are, yeah, so it is going to be kind of in that area. But I want to stress that it's not exclusively there.
These yeah.
cases are going up everywhere. So it's really for the whole state to be mindful of what we're doing right now to help protect ourselves and others.
So is there like a magic number that we hit that means we have to go into full lockdown again? Like,
oh, that's a good question. Does it have to yeah. do with the amount of people who have COVID, or would it be like more hospitalizations?
What do you think is a good number, Monroe? And we'll just go with that. Cause
she's there.
Monroe's like, I want to get back to making my tiny furniture.
Yeah,
and I know, exactly.
She loves like, that doll furniture.
I don't want to be with these guys every morning. Yeah, and Dad's like, I want to go watch Hercules on loop.
Absolutely. No. You get me, Heather.
No. She really does.
There, you know, there's a lot of factors that would need to go into that. And we really feel like we're in the right place in all of our geographic locations right now. Some of those pockets of orange, mostly yellow. All of our businesses are open with those health guidelines. So I don't think we're looking too strongly yet at trying to make those changes backwards. But that's why it's so important that we're all doing what we know will actually reduce that spread, the mask, the social distancing. You know, don't stand right next to someone in line. Give them their space. That's probably good in COVID and outside of COVID. I think mm-hmm. we can all appreciate that. Right?
I have enjoyed that with lines because there was nothing worse than when I was in line and someone would be breathing
You'd
on my
neck.
You
feel someone's hot breath on your neck?
Yeah.
Get out of here!
Yes.
Everyone's like, can we just stay in the pandemic for a little longer because my personal space is really enjoying this.
Jackson said that about going to the
Literally,
aquarium.
Yeah, I went to the aquarium yesterday and you have to make an appointment. You gotta, you know, face masks are encouraged. Everyone's all spaced out. It was the best day of my life. I have been waiting for somebody to tell everyone to leave me alone. It's so good.
Were most people wearing masks there too? Because that's something that, you know, the masks aren't going to prevent the spread, but they really can reduce it. You've got your mask is helping protect others. Their mask is helping to protect you. And it's just a simple piece of cloth. So, yeah, especially when you can't do that 6 feet of distance comfortably yeah. in public places, please wear a mask covering.
You know, I'll tell you what I noticed yesterday is that most people had a mask and they usually had it off unless they were within 6 feet of someone, then they'd pull it up over their face.
Oh, okay.
Like that's something that I saw many of the other attendees at the aquarium do. It was, which I think is fair. I think that's cool.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, that's something that the only thing that we know really could prevent that spread is if you're far enough apart. But the mask is something that, yeah, if you can put it up because you're closer, sure. You both want to take a look at that shark. You're going to pull it up, and that's good. That shows them, that shows you actually that they're caring about you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm hearing is we got to go back to the basics. Let's be smart about this. We're going to be going out. We want to go shopping. We don't want anything to close down, but that means we are going to have to social distance. We have to wear those masks. Don't be too tough. Put that mask
yeah.
on.
Cool, guys. Yeah, just cool. Be cool.
It's cool
they
to wear that
cool
mask.
Masks now.
And you could go to coronavirus.utah.gov if you want to learn more about protecting yourself or especially high-risk individuals yeah. that might be in your family. That's the most important stuff, right, Heather?
Yes, thank you very much. Coronavirus.utah.gov. You'll get everything you need there.
I had snow yesterday at my house. Like, that's how yesterday went.
Well, that's what happens when you build your house where they have ski lifts.
Yep.
It was terrible.
Yeah, we're having a hard time feeling bad for you.
I mean,
it sounds
sympathy.
Awful, but it's just like, who cares?
High today in the 60s, back up into the 90s by Friday. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah!
Are you familiar with Hydrox cookies?
No.
Yes.
No.
They're Oreos. They're early, early Oreos.
Hydrox?
Yeah.
That does not sound appealing at all.
Sounds like a laundry detergent. Yeah. But yeah, like back until like the 40s, I think they were a big thing.
This is why Jackson wins at Can't Beat Jackson. Hydrox cookies, everyone considers, are knockoffs of Oreos.
Uh-huh.
But no.
They were first.
Oreos are nothing more than a ripoff of Hydrox cookies.
Yep.
Yeah, Hydrox debuted back in 1908. Oreos didn't come around until 1912. But the branding and marketing behind Oreos went better, and Oreos was able to become the dominant brand.
Yep, and now you can't find Hydrox
anymore.
What's
the name?
Hydrox.
Oreos is a lot more appealing.
Oh, yeah.
Hydrox.
Yeah, look at that.
And like
the,
I'm being
the
poisoned.
The logo's lame.
Let me see.
I
that
used
over.
To take over-the-counter diet pills called Hydroxycut, so
that's
what
different.
I always thought.
Oh, it's even with blue
it's
and white.
It's the same pattern. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, wow. Like completely
Oreo straight up stole it.
Yeah.
They just made it better. You know
they
what they
pulled
did?
A full Jeff Lowe. And they tricked them into a false sense of security. No, we'll watch your zoo. And then they just stole the zoo.
That's what they did.
And now it's their zoo.
Hydrox, the Jeff Lowe of the cookie
of
companies.
Cookie
yes, exactly. So I came into the office and I switched as many M's and N's keys on the keyboards as I could.
Oh, yeah?
You know, some of my coworkers might call me a monster, but others will say nomster.
Dad joke!
That was
he switched the M and the N.
That was a submission from a young listener who one day would like to be in radio named Jackson. So,
Are we serious?
Yeah.
It's a Jackson
Carter.
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh, now it's a successful joke.
Now it's cute.
Yeah.
Let's get to the stories that did not make it on.
Coming from a little kid's mouth, it's cute. When you say it.
It's weird, dog.
It's weird.
Weird dog. Do you want me to retell my story, or
well,
are we just going to do Monroe?
I can just tell mine.
Oh, let's just do Monroe's.
Because I did mine when the computer crashed.
Oh, my gosh. Can we just talk about that for a quick second?
It's been a long day.
The computer crashed so hard.
Nothing will throw John off, either.
It's true.
If
his printer isn't working and if the computer is broken.
Uh-huh.
I'm a man of just routine, and things are where they're supposed to go, they're not. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
You're not a fixer.
Uh-uh.
You do the same thing my husband does. You just sit there and you throw your hands up like, well, why won't you fix itself?
Yeah. I'm not. What do you got, Monroe?
Okay. Dude, this is crazy. They think that dogs can sniff out coronavirus in your armpit.
What?
Ew.
I know.
Ew.
But hey, listen, guess what I'm doing when I get home? Birdie! Come here.
I don't think that's how it works.
Does it smell weird?
I don't think that's...
Is that normal? There's a new study out of France that found that trained detection dogs could find it at least 83% of the time.
That's impressive.
In your armpit.
Yeah.
Why?
Ew.
Why your armpit?
It must be where it secretes... The stink.
Don't say that ever again. What are those words that you don't say? You don't say moist, you don't say flap, and you don't say secrete.
Jackson said wet balls here on the show today.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That wasn't gross. That was funny.
Soggy balls.
Ew.
In your face, too.
You ever hear those stories of like the person whose dog like keeps like nudging one area of their body or growling at like one area so they finally go see the doctor and it turns out there's a tumor there
like,
and then
your dog does that.
Hey, what happened, John? To you in the airport that one time.
Which
the service dog?
Which time?
What's my story?
John, you gotta tell my story. John tell his story. Own story. John was just hanging out in the airport and a service dog was walking by and started jumping all over him. And John was just so excited that this dog was paying attention to him. But the handler looks at him and is like, this dog is trained to sniff for diabetes. You need to eat something. Your blood sugar is way too low.
That was here in the studio.
Oh, that was here in the studio? Oh,
and
that's so funny.
We had just come up from doing something downstairs and the guy thought I was about to go into a diabetic shock.
Yeah, he was really concerned.
He's like, you need to eat something right now. This dog is worried about you. And I'm like wrestling
You're
with
like,
the dog.
No,
I'm like,
no.
ah!
Really, the dog's just trying to get you to sit down because you're about to die.
The dog's trying to give me CPR. Like, I know.
You're not okay.
It's crazy. All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode back tomorrow. Ooh, tomorrow's episode. Make sure you listen to because tomorrow's hump day.
Hump day songs.
Yes. Hump day songs.
I love hump day songs.
Happening. So we'll have that also a second date update as well. Have a great day. Oh, leave a review, rate us, subscribe. All of that
all
really
of it,
does help.
All of it.
Bye bye.
Tell a friend.